took it.
He'd have a job like that. But he said you get it.
Call the meeting to order. First order of business is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lang, do we have any changes to the agenda this evening?
No changes.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the agenda as circulated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the agenda as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Carried. Our next item is the approval of the minutes of the May 21st, 2015 meeting.
Gentlemen, the minutes have been reviewed and can be approved as circulated.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I so move approval of the minutes as circulated.
Second.
It's moved and seconded to approve the minutes of the May 21st, 2015 meeting as circulated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Our next item is old business. We have two items of old business this evening. And the first one being change of zone, number 1768, Convergence Communities.
Gentlemen, the purpose of tonight's meeting, and there was a two-page letter from Jim Fuqua on behalf of Convergence Communities. As I said, the purpose of the meeting is to announce receipt of the information regarding the amenities, and then the record can be left open for, let me give you more detail, hold on a second. Public hearing was held on April 9. Commission deferred action, left the record open for a review of the amenities. As I stated, we received a letter from Jim Fuqua on May 12, referencing the amenities proposed and advised that the proposed development will utilize amenities to be constructed in the Ocean View Beach Club, also owned by the applicant, and located adjacent to the site. That once the applicant obtained a contract on this site, they upscaled the amenity design in the Ocean View Beach Club to accommodate owners in both developments. The amenities to be constructed in the Ocean View Beach Club shall include a fitness center, spa featuring sauna, steam, and massage rooms, men's and women's luxury locker rooms, multi-use room being a great room and activity room, indoor lap pool, outdoor pool, multi-use sports court, billiards, card room, and library. Community trails and gardens, and that in addition to the shared amenities, the site itself will contain proportionally distributed open space for park areas and tot lots, and will provide right of way for the Assawaman Canal Trail. Oops, hold on. On April 9 of 2015, the motion to defer action and to leave the record open, including a comment that the record be open for 14 days for further comments, which means that once announced that the comments have been received, written comments can be received in reference to those comments received until June 25th of 2015. And you'll have a copy of your comments in that letter in your packet.
Thank you, Mr. Lank. And Mr. Chairman, regarding this item of old business change of zone number 1768, Convergence Communities, my motion is that we leave the record open, as stated by Mr. Lank, until June 25th, and then the record will be closed and this item put back on a next future agenda.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on the change of zone number 1768, Convergence Communities. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. All right, ladies and gentlemen, before we get to our next item of business, which I think there's one or two of you here that might be have an interest in, I want to remind you that the Planning and Zoning Commission's role is to make a recommendation to your county council. We have to make the recommendation based on the public hearing that we heard. And I know that by the 7-hour length of the public hearing at County Council and the 4-hour length of ours, there obviously was something different somewhere. So your County Council, of course, must make a decision based in part on our recommendation, but on the public hearing that they heard. So I will leave you with that notion, And our next item is condition is change of zone number 1770 TD Rehoboth LLC.
Mr. Chairman, that is in that is in my area, and I've given it a lot of thought. And the one thing that I will say that this hearing was different is that both the opponents and the proponents are for it or against it, whichever side you choose, it was very professional. It wasn't so much a not in my backyard. It was more about facts and it was refreshing. I don't want to listen to the tape again, but it was very refreshing. So I have a motion prepared, but I will open the floor if there's committee members that would like to say anything before the motion.
Anyone wish to speak, or would you prefer that Mr. Burton proceed?
I'm ready to
I think we should speak up. I think, Mr. Burton, you were faced with a very difficult decision because it's almost like a balance scale. You weigh what the pros and cons of what's being proposed by the developer versus the concerns of the community. And that's tough to do. So I'm glad it's not my district to make the motion, but I do have the difficult decision to vote how I'm going to vote tonight. But I will say that I think there's certainly adequate concerns from the community that's not part of not my backyard theme. I think there's some basis to it. I too have concerns about a development of this size in this location. And yeah, you can argue, well, where's a more appropriate place for it? But maybe there's not an appropriate place in eastern Sussex for a project of this size. And so, you know, there's those concerns that I have in terms of the scope and size, potentially scope and size of the project, because who knows what will be built? All we're making a decision on is the land. And is this land appropriate for a large-scale mall, if you want to call it that? But as we all know, there's a lot of different things that can be done under that zoning. The concern I have is that, yes, as I've seen in the past 10 years, we're presented one concept for a change of a use or, you know, change the zone, and we wind up with something entirely different. So there's a wide open area as what can happen with this project once, if and when it's approved by county council. You know, I'm concerned not just on, you know, we talk about, you know, being on the major roads and all that, but what we have to look at is a spider effect. The spider effect is what happens to all the local roads that lead to that. So when you talk about when they talk in their presentation about a regional mall serving perhaps the better part of Sussex County, well, how are folks going to get there? Well, most folks in Sussex that have been here for any length of time know the back roads and tend to travel that way. I happen to drive on most of those back roads today purposefully, and even today a lot of them are very busy. I can't imagine if there's an attraction potentially of this nature. The good thing, if there's any good thing, if it is approved, is that it's going to take a while for it to happen. It's not going to just happen overnight, so it's not like an overnight sensation that'll occur. So that would give the community, perhaps if council did approve it, to adjust and adapt to it over time, or decide to move. So while I understand the location and the proximity to the commercial area of Rehoboth, you know, sometimes I get concerned with what's termed infill. I think it becomes overflow. And so that's part of my struggle that I'm dealing with this matter before the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Mr. Burton, I agree with the civility and the professionalism of the public hearing. It was indeed refreshing, and I too I didn't doze off, but my eyes fluttered a few times in listening to the entire tape the second time.
Hopefully you're not casting aspersions towards me, Mr. Ross.
No, not at all.
Not this
no,
time.
No. And I see they're putting in TVs to keep us all awake, you know, so it's a good thing. But what strikes me is that the growth zones that we have established are there to accommodate growth. That's why they're designed for. In the original 1970 plan, a zone significant amount of farmland fronting on Route 13, 113, then Route 14, now Route 1, commercial to provide an ample land available for commercial uses. Now, that was a long time ago, and maybe this is a good time to add to that inventory in the Rehoboth Beach Route 1 corridor. Having the additional commercial land available will hopefully take a little bit of pressure off from some of the rezoning requests we get for businesses looking for properties to do commercial activities on, because this would be already zoned commercial, and they wouldn't have to go through that lengthy and expensive process. Concerns for the Great Marsh and the neighboring properties can be addressed during the site plan review process, and maybe the site will eventually have 850,000 square feet, but my take is that my instincts tell me that significant buffers are going to be required for the Great Marsh and for the adjoining properties, or at least they would have to be considered. And those considerations would really impact the final footprint. A commercial use of this size opens up opportunities for public-private partnerships to enhance public transportation. It seems implausible to me that business owners locating there wouldn't want to offer shuttle service between nearby communities and coordinate that with DART to make the commercial center more financially viable and more attractive. I think that anyone that chooses to locate on the Route 1 corridor, whether in a residential setting or in a business setting, should expect high volumes of traffic and an increasing volume and diversity of commercial uses. Sussex County is a desirable place to live, and desirable places to live experience growth like we are. Again, in 1970, the State Land Use Planning Office wrote our first comprehensive plan. That plan set us on the path we are on today. We may like or dislike the results, but guiding commercial development to arterial roads was established then, and we've been following that strategy ever since. In my opinion, this project is not only in conformance with the letter of our county rules, but is in keeping with the long ago established strategy for orderly growth in the county. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, for the opportunity to speak, as well as the other commissioners. And I know that all of us have paid a lot of attention, given a lot of thought to the seriousness of this application of asking for a request to expand upon our commercial zone area. I'm sure. Let Mr. Burton know that I, as well as Mr. Ross, I also had the same concerns about the Great Marsh, having had many an opportunity to keep a boat back there, to even put a canoe and kayak over by Schaefer's Bike Shop and go back. And that is a lovely, lovely area that is unique in many aspects, is a sponge of filtration, and were this to be approved along the lines of Mr. Ross's sentiments, I would really want to see great care and concern given to buffers and stormwater management. The site plan of this application, while not to be considered, I think left a lot to be desired as far as the overall concept, but I'm of the belief that site plan was put out there primarily as a concept, with the underlying facts being would or would not this site be rezoned. And I think if it is approved by County Council, ultimately the site plan will adapt to any prospective tenants. And I would be in favor of any motion that took into account the concerns and considerations for the Great Marsh. I sort of see this area as perhaps, and I know there'll be many that would disagree with me, as having less of an impact on Rehoboth and Lewis as it will be of opening up a new area of our county more to the north, providing a destination for people, as Mr. Johnson said, coming from the other spider roads to go to this venue. And based on the public hearing that we were presented with back in April, I think that the attorney for the applicant did a very skillful job in detailing where we as a commission some perhaps 5 or 6 years ago had said where we would like to see commercial growth sent, and that was along major arterial roads, and this indeed is one. Thank you for the opportunity to speak.
All right, sir.
Well, I got a motion. Let's see if we can get a second. Mr. Chairman, I recommend that we I recommend denial of CZ 1770 for TD Rehoboth LLC based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. I do not believe that it is appropriate to rezone this 114 acres of AR1 land to CR1 land. The rezoning of this large tract of land is inconsistent with the surrounding zonings and uses of property in the area. While there is some C1 zoned land nearby, it is nowhere near the size of this proposed parcel. The only other commercially zoned properties in the area typically range in size from 1 acre to 12 acres. The parcels to the north and the east have a land use designation of low density, and under Sussex County Comprehensive Plan, at least one parcel is in agricultural preservation. Rezoning of this 114-acre tract would not provide an appropriate transition between commercial, agricultural, and residential uses that exist in this area. While the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan identifies this location as being within a developing area, that does not require the property to be rezoned to CR1. Instead, under the plan, AR1, B1, and a variety of residential zoning districts and CR1 are all appropriate if the circumstances and the location support the change in zone. Here, I believe that the existing AR1 zoning is the most appropriate zoning classification for this property at this time, given the location of the property and its surroundings. This is completely supported by the county's comprehensive plan. There was substantial testimony and other evidence presented during the public hearing in opposition to this application, stating concerns about new traffic generated in this area from such a large tract of commercially zoned land. So much commercial acreage is not compatible with the nearby Great Marsh, a significant environmental feature of eastern Sussex County, and that the proposed commercially zoned land is not compatible with the uses and zoning districts on neighboring and adjacent land and for other reasons from the opposition. I found these reasons to be compelling. There is nothing in eastern Sussex County that would compare to the size and scale of this 114-acre zoning. The original zoning map for Sussex County only contemplated commercial zoning with a depth of 600 feet along Route 1 in an area that was thought to be destined for commercial growth. This application proposes a new area of CR1 land 2,800 feet in depth from Route 1, and it is not part of an existing commercial corridor. The size and scale exceeds anything else that exists along Route 1 since zoning was established, and it is inappropriate for this location. The application referenced the Commission's 2009 recommendation of denial in CZ 1690 for LT Associates, a CR1 rezoning outside of Lewis. In that decision, the Commission noted that Route 1 would be a more appropriate location for commercial zoning, but that does not mean that an application of this size and scale is appropriate. The LT application was for only 45.77 acres and approximately 320,000 square feet of commercial. That decision also referenced the existing commercial projects along Route 1 at 140,000, 210,000, and 240,000 square feet. Here, the applicants are seeking to rezone 114 acres for approximately 840,000 square feet of commercial space, or about 2.5 times the acreage and commercial space of the LT application. Comparing the other projects identified in the LT recommendation, this rezoning could result in about 4 times the commercial space of other large commercial developments on Route 1. The LT decision should not be interpreted to mean that a project of this size, a project this large and unprecedented size, is appropriate for this location along Route 1. While there was a great discussion about the planned overpass to serve the Route 1 and Cave Neck Road intersection, including proposed contribution by the developer, that information should not weigh into any decision whether or not to approve this application. Such an overpass would be subject to DLDOT's design, review, and approval, and the funding and construction of it would only come if and when a final site plan for the project on this site is approved and construction starts. There is no guarantee when either would occur, so the proposed overpass should not be given much weight in consideration whether to grant or deny this rezoning application. This application does not satisfy the purpose of the county zoning ordinance, since it does not promote the orderly growth of Sussex County. If approved, it would allow an unprecedented zoning of 114 acres with 2,800 feet of in depth from Route 1 in an area where no similar commercial uses or zonings of similar size and scale exist. This large of a commercially zoned tract of land is not an orderly or logical transition from the neighboring and adjacent uses, especially in this environmentally sensitive area in close proximity to the Great Marsh. The project is not located next to an existing major road where a general mixture of similar commercial and service activities currently exists as contemplated by the purpose clause of the CR1 zoning. According to the applicant's own information, the nearby uses only include auto repair, self-storage facility, a farmer's market, a real estate office, a daycare facility, a guidance service facility, an antique store, a tire and bike business, a piano and keyboard store, and a medical equipment office and a mortgage company. All of these are small businesses on relatively small tracts of land. Not one of them compares to the 114 acre rezoning to CR1 and the size and scale of what could be built there. And they do not take into account the predominantly agricultural uses in the immediate vicinity, including in ag preservation districts. For this reason, I have outlined in this motion, I do not believe that the rezoning application promotes the considerations established by Section 6904 of Title IX of the Delaware Code. It does not promote the health, safety, morale, convenience, order, prosperity, or welfare of the present or future residents of Sussex County. Such a large commercial tract, it would not lessen the congestion of the streets or road. Instead, it would increase the traffic in an area where traffic is already heavy, particularly in the summertime. Although the applicant has proposed a very large unified shopping center, the commission should not focus on just that purpose. Instead, since it is a rezoning, the commission and the county council must look at what could be possible under a CR1 rezoning of the 114 acres. These could include any mixture of many of the following permitted uses: indoor amusement places, boat and trailer sales facilities, car washes, hotels, lumber yards, manufactured home sales lots, tire sales shop, metal shops, garages, restaurants, and all sorts of retail. While the proposal presented during the hearing may be considered acceptable to some, it has no real bearing on this application. I am concerned that once rezone the development possibilities that would exist under CR1 for this large of tract of land would be inconsistent with the surrounding properties, including agricultural and residential uses. It could be a large standalone tract of a variety of unrelated but permitted commercial uses built at various times that do not offer a reasonable, orderly, or logical transition from the neighboring properties or the low-density areas to the north of this property. For all these reasons, I do not believe that rezoning this 114-acre tract of land, which is unprecedented in size and scale for a single commercial rezoning in Sussex County, is appropriate. And as a result, I recommend that we deny this application.
Second.
Been moved and seconded to recommend denial of change of zone number 1770 TD Rehoboth LLC. We'll vote by roll call. Mr. Burton?
A vote for approval of the denial.
Just so everyone understands, that the motion is to deny. To vote yes is to agree to deny the application. Okay? All right.
Yes.
Mr. Burton? Mr. Johnson?
Yes.
Mr. Ross?
No.
Mr. Smith?
No.
Chair votes no. Motion fails 3-2. Anyone else have another idea?
Mr. Chairman, just in case Mr. Burton's motion was to fail, I prepared a motion for approval that I'd like to read into the record and then see if I get a second.
All right, sir.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we recommend approval of change in zone number 1770 for TD Rehoboth LLC from AR1 agricultural residential zoning to CR1 commercial zoning based upon the record made during the public hearing and for the following reasons. One, the property is located in the environmentally sensitive developing area, the ESDA, according to the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan. The environmentally sensitive development area is a developing area or growth area under the plan where commercial zoning such as this can be located. According to the comprehensive plan, retail and office uses can be appropriate in this area, but larger shopping centers should be confined to selected locations with access to arterial roads and central sewer, water, and water facilities. This property is located along Route 1, which is a major arterial road, and it will be served by central water and sewer. So it is right where the comprehensive plan and the ESDA direct it to be. Two, the parcel is located adjacent to Route 1, a major arterial roadway. This arterial road with Route 13 and Route 113 have been targeted for major commercial uses since the original county land use plan was adopted in 1970. Since then, the county adopted a requirement in its zoning code that commercial uses greater than 75,000 square feet must locate on arterial roadways such as these. This historical fact is exemplified by the plethora of commercial zoning, small and large, along these arterial roadways, especially in the Route 1 corridor from Rehoboth Beach going north. Three, this property is also in a developing area and growth zone according to the current land use plan. As a result, these are areas where the county and its residents should anticipate the possibility of growth and development such as this application. Four, just because this property is in a developing area and growth area under the land use plan does not automatically mean that a rezoning such as this must be approved. It must be appropriate for the area, and when the land use plan and the code both state that this can be an appropriate location for such zoning, this includes the area beyond the immediate boundaries of the project. This property, along one of the largest arterial roads in the county and located at the north end of the county's main commercial corridor, is an appropriate location for this rezoning, and it will provide regional commercial opportunities for residents, visitors, and business. Five, the applicant has prepared a traffic impact study. DelDOT's Corridor Capacity Preservation Program manager had no objection to the proposed development as long as the applicant enters into agreements with DelDOT prior to entrance plan approval for the construction of intersection and roadway improvements. This will occur prior to any development of the property. Six, the applicant also has been in discussions with DelDOT about the necessary roadway and entrance improvements that will be required when the development occurs on this property. This includes an overpass at Cave Neck Road and Route 1 intersection. This work will be a traffic improvement at this intersection that will be a benefit to Sussex County residents and visitors. Seven, Once rezoned to CR1, the development of this parcel will have a positive economic impact upon Sussex County. Employment opportunities will be created during construction and then during the commercial use that can operate on this site. 8, this is an appropriate location for a large-scale commercially zoned property. It is centrally located in eastern Sussex County, and with the opportunities provided by such a large tract, can serve regional retail needs of citizens over a large area. Sussex County has grown significantly since any large commercial areas have been created, and it is appropriate to establish a new regional commercial area to serve the past, present, and future growth of the county. This is just like what the county did in early 1970s when it created large areas of commercial zoning in areas that were still farmland at the time. 9, by rezoning such a large tract of land, it provides one location for many different types of commercial uses, which discourages the scattered development of additional new commercially zoned properties up and down Route 1, Route 9, and other roadways in eastern Sussex County. It also provides opportunities for enhancement of public transportation efforts. 10, the proposed CR1 zoning meets the purposes and requirements of the Sussex County Zoning Code, the Comprehensive Plan, and Title 9 of Delaware Code, since it promotes the health, safety, morale, convenience, order, prosperity, and welfare of the present and future residents of Sussex County. It will provide benefits that include retail and service businesses and an appropriate location consistent with the direction of the Comprehensive Plan, significant employment opportunities in both the construction and operation of the businesses, substantial economic benefit as a result of tax revenue, salaries to employees, and a secondary impact on the Sussex County economy, water and sewer utility service provided by regulated public utility companies, substantial contributions towards the Cave Neck Road and Route 1 intersection, protection of the tax base through real estate and transfer tax revenue and job creation, and protection of non-urban areas by preventing this rezoning in a designated growth area under the county's comprehensive plan. 11, any future use of this property shall be further regulated by the county and all appropriate state agencies, including DLDOT, DENREC, the Sussex Conservation District, and others through the final site plan review process. And 12, through the site plan review process, the county will continue to have an opportunity to scrutinize and regulate any development plan for this property, including appropriate buffers from the Great Marsh, the size of any commercial use, the appropriate transition and buffers from neighboring and adjacent properties, and other factors. Any developer of this property and the design of the site plan must be prepared to take these considerations into account, since they will be heavily scrutinized by Sussex County and the Planning and Zoning Commission during the site plan review process.
Question, Mr. Chairman, if I might.
Okay.
I'd like to call on Mr. Ross, if you'd be kind enough to reread your point number 5 and your point number 12.
Yes, be happy to. Point 5, the applicant has prepared a traffic impact study. DLDOT's quarter capacity preservation program manager had no objection to the proposed development as long as the applicant enters into agreements with DLDOT prior to entrance plan approval for the construction of intersection and roadway improvements. This will occur prior to any development of the property. Point 12. Through the site plan review process, the county will continue to have an opportunity to scrutinize and regulate any development plan for this property, including appropriate buffers from the Great Marsh, the size of any commercial use, the appropriate transition and buffers from neighboring and adjacent properties, and other factors. Any developer of this property and the design of the site plan must be prepared to take these considerations into account, since they will be heavily scrutinized by Sussex County and the Planning and Zoning Commission during the site plan review process.
Mr. Chairman, I'm prepared to second Mr. Ross's motion. I would like to add an emphasis to that second by saying if and when this is approved and there is a site plan review by the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission, that any development of this site, I feel, would be well noticed by Mr. Ross's point number 12 as far as establishment of buffers and appropriate uses, and in seconding it, and if anyone were to vote along with it, that the record in the minutes would show that that was clearly the intent of this commission going forward if we have a new makeup of the commission. So I second Mr. Ross's motion.
It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 1770 TD Rehoboth LLC. We'll call the roll for a vote. Mr. Burton?
No.
Mr. Johnson?
No.
Mr. Ross?
Yes.
Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Chair votes yes. Motion carries 3-2. Thank you, gentlemen. All right, then. Ladies and gentlemen, it's reached a point in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us this evening, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. We assure you that anyone who wishes to vote on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so at the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. Speaking of the rules of the commission, I refer you to our attorney to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen